That's there.
Okay. Since we're a couple of days before Purim, I thought I'd talk about a Purim subject, specifically about Mishloach Manos, and specifically Mishloach Manos for an Avil, but obviously they'll get it to me, now that I'm Avilus. But that's a little bit about Mishloach Manos in general and try and see how it applies to the Shaila we're dealing with. The mitzvah of Mishloach Manos is presented in the Megillah itself, in the first source, Esther Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Tes, says, Al Kain, HaYehudim, HaProzim, HaYoshim Bar, HaProzos, Osim, Esyom, Arbo, Asar, LaChodesh, Ador, the Jews living in the outlying cities and so on, as opposed to the wall cities, make the day of the 14th of Adar, Simcho, Mishter, Yomta, the day of gladness, joy, etc. Mishloach Manos, Israel, they would send gifts to each other. And then, in the next pasuk, it says Mordechai wrote this down for posterity, because that pasuk maybe it was just a bit that year. But then it says, "Vayichtov Mordechai Svarim Eile Vayishlach Svarim Kol Yehudim." Then he sent out messages to all the people, "Mafalef Lekayim Aleihem," to make it a fixed practice. "Lios Osim," to make this Yomar Bos Tala Chodesh Ador, "Nesam Chamishah Om Chamishah Sabo." "Abechol Shalom Neshama," to observe the 14th or the 15th, whichever is appropriate to that city. And in Pasuk Chof Beis, Chayom Asher Nochu Behem Ayudim Ayvei V'Chodesh Asher Nepach Lem Yogam Asimcha V'Evel Yomtev L'Aso So Sam Yemei Mishka V'Simcha U'Mishloach Monos Yishroyeyu U'Matanos Avyonim. Our days of joy and gladness, and Mishloach Monos also adds Matanos Avyonim, which is not our topic tonight. What exactly is the basic mitzvah Mishloach Monos? What does it mean? So the Gemara says in the second source, Megillah Zion of Aleph, Tani Rav Yosef U'Mishloach Monos Yishroyeyu Shtei Monos L'Ishachad. The bare minimum is to send two portions, two food gifts, to one person. You don't have to give to one person. Right? Today, Baruch Hashem, many people give to many people. But the basic mitzvah is to one person. And to one person, you have to give two food items. Monos, Rashi says in the third source, again, Megillah, Zayin Amar Aleph, Monos, Minei Madanim. Types of food, you give it to one person. How do you know? It says in the next Rashi, Stay Monos, Arabachim, Tichsilu, Mishloach Monos, Ish, Reyehu. Singular, Ish, Reyehu. Stay monos, Mishloach monos in the plural, ish l'rei ehu, in the singular, stay monos on rechad. Matanos of yonim, since it says matanos and yonim in the plural, then it's stay matanos, stay b'nei
adam. They got one person.
Mishloach monos, plural, two food items, ish l'rei ehu to one person. Matanos of yonim, it says yonim in the plural, so then you have to give the yonim and amitar to much. Well, it doesn't say it exactly. Let me get back to later, although I actually understand the word monos usually means food, like we have in the Chumash portions, right? Like we have in the Vayikra Tzav, we'll see about that later. Right. See that later. Yeah. Okay, anyways, let's do it food. We'll assume like that. And we'll come back to maybe at the end. So that's the basic mitzvah the Gemara presents, and that's what we do. Of course, you give to more than, today, Baruch Hashem, people give to many people, you give to more than one person. Although I've mentioned in the past, I've yet to see anywhere in any print that there's a an Indian to write a poem to accompany Shalach Manos. That I haven't seen in any of the original sources. But nothing wrong. Yeah, right. Okay. Anyway, it's a different thing. Now, the Rambam, if you look in Hilchos Megillah and Hanukkah combined, is two proclamations. Hilchos Megillah is Perek Beis, Alochot Tezvot. The Rambam begins by talking about the Purim Suda. Keitzer Chayav Suda Zu, what's the Suda on Purim? Sheochot Boso, yeah, that's Leishi Gamil. Which I don't agree with, that's not our topic. The Yisakim Suda Noach, if Yashar Tim to Yodo, Vishos Yayin, as she's talking about the Mashiach, let's say, drink more wine to fall asleep. Okay. And then he says, Vichain Chayav Odom, Mushach, Stay Monos of Bosa. He writes specifically, Stay Monos of Bosa, two portions of meat, Osim and Tapsu, two other cooked items, Osim and Oakland, even the other non cooked items. That's the meat. Mashach Monos, Mashach Monos. Okay. Yes, that's what he's saying. Something about two pieces of meat. Well, so I would tell you the following. Right. So at least, so I would tell people, to at least one person, you should give something which is kosher, as opposed to just popcorn and jelly beans. If you want to give, you're giving anyway to 50 people. So you want to give snacks and treats. Okay, but to at least one person, you should give. The Rambam says, "Boss, this is an example. Like two cooking pieces of a kugel, a fruit, a cake, or something like that. Something that's a different discussion. There's a lot of literature on Shalach Manos. What if you send people as a raw piece of meat? Now it depends. Enough time for them to cook it. I'm pouring. You gave it to them later. Right. There's a lot of literature, commercial literature on Shalach Manos. So it's interesting.
Give something.
I tell people you're going to give to 50 people, so you can give potato chips and pretzels. It's fine. But to at least one person, I'll give his kugel out, whatever. But at least one person should be a little more cautious. Anyway,
not cooking early enough in the day.
Yeah, that is another question. Mishloach Manos should be dafka to a shliach, should be with a shliach. There are a lot of literature about it. Yeah, whether they choose to eat at the suda is their business, but they have something that they eat. Good, they can eat. And Rambam says, "Shenem Mishloach Manos Yisrael, Shteim Manos Yisrael." Then he says, "V'chol Amar Belishloach Right Meshubach." You want to send more? Here's a meshubach. Good, you can afford more. You want to send more? Food is good. And then he says, on the other extreme, Ainlo, a person so poverty stricken, he has nothing. To find another person in the same boat, machlis and chaver, zeshoch, zeshudaso, zeshudaso, kadekai, mishoch, one of each way, let them switch, and that's how they makayim. Shulchan Aruch as well, Hilchus, Megillah, and Purim, and so on, Simon, Tough Reish, Tzadi, Hey, Lorachim, Sid, Dalit, Chayim, Lushoch, Chaver, Chaver, Stay, Monos, Boso, Simon, Ochun, Shanemar, Jean, Monos, Jeneva, etc., Cholamar, Lushoch, Meshuba, and Ainlo, Machlis, etc. And then Ramo adds, the Yesh Shoch Monos Bayom Velav Alay. Now, this is a Purim day mitzvah, not a Purim night mitzvah. So, again, if you're planning to eat lots of people, you're going to see a person at night, you're not seeing the day, you can give it to him at night. But the mitzvah of Shalach Monos is during the day of Purim. Right? That's what it says. Mim Shalach Monos Evahun Eretz Lekablam. What if you send Shalach Monos and the God doesn't want to accept it? He already has. How much do you need? Sometimes people have so much stuff, they don't want more, especially if it's a month before Pesach. How many more cakes do you want? Right? So, you tell a person, enough. Well, I'm Mochel, Mochelo. Okay, the Yotze. Rambam said the Yotze anyway. The giver is Yotze. He wanted to give you the recipient. Didn't want to take it, right?
But you should.
Or you leave it by the door. So, no, I think that's enough because his chutzis, his property, he accepts it. Yeah. The only problem is that the, sometimes you put it down and then the squirrels get to it, you know, before they came home.
Well, that's another question.
There's a lot of literature about
Shachmanos.
Make sure you get one person. That's good because. All right, anyway. So, what about an Ovo? Is an Ovo obligated? Someone's an Avelis, whether it's Shiva, Shoshim, or Yubis, Chodesh. So, the Gemara says in Brachas, you're an Aleph from an Aleph. The Gemara says a general rule. The Gemara saw something else entirely. So a six. Gemara says the Gemara is a kasha. Halama amar abba rezavda amar avel chayv v'chol amitzis amor sitar. And avel, who's is chayv and all the mitzvot are not exempt from any mitzvot. Onain, and onain means from the time of the death or the time you hear about the death. So burial, that's a different status, not a tapir. It's not an avel. That's part of all mitzvot. That's a different story. But an avel is chayv and all the mitzvot are chutzman atzum. At least the first day, Tfilin is an exception. Sharei Nemar Bahem Pe'er, Shenemar Pe'ercha Chobosh Alecha. Tfilin is the person in Cheskov, so Tfilin is called Pe'er. So the first day of Avelis, the Avel doesn't wait for the first day of Avelis. So we assume Halacha, that's Machlokes Rishonim. We assume Halacha that even if the Kura wasn't the same day, the Tav also doesn't put on. I'm also like that. I think he said, I'm not sure.
I remember my uncle Rui Ogushon came back from the cemetery and he took out Tfilin. My rabbi, Rabbi Chalat, told me I should put on
tefillin.
But I don't remember.
I'm
doing this. Don't be too surprised. Rabbi Chalat told me.
I spoke to a shech before. I knew it was so. Lemaisa, my father, Aron Kabbalas Shkava, died on Monday after last Monday afternoon, 2 weeks or whatever it was, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And Yerushalayim, you know, they buried right away. So he was buried 8 o'clock in the evening, 4 hours later. So the first day of Avelis, I didn't put on tefillin. I used for the shacht. The next one, I didn't put on tefillin. I used for the shacht. And he said, the more standard practice, not to. Anyway, which I know. I think I had a different tefillin. When my mother passed away, my mother passed away, Erev Rosh Hashanah, on a Wednesday afternoon. She had 3 days. She had Thursday, Rosh Hashanah, Friday, Rosh Hashanah. She wasn't buried until Sunday. It was such a long time in between. I think there I put on some later without in the afternoon without a broken Sunday. Anyway, but I mean, Avos Chayiv Tefillin is an exception, and Avos Chayiv is all mitzvahs of Torah. Again, Tefillin is an exception. Rashi explains, even though he's Torah Bitzaro, he's, you know, anguish and depressed, but says Chayiv all mitzvahs except for Tefillin is an exception. Okay, and therefore, presumably based on that, the Rush writes in Moed Katan, where a lot of the Dinim of Avelis are found, the third parak of Moed Katan, the Rush writes in Parak Gimel Suin Pehei, source 8, the Chayiv Lushloach Manos. An Avil is chayiv to send Shalach Manos on Purim. The Avil chayiv b'chol mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah because he's obligated in all the mitzvahs. Now you want to argue this is not a mitzvah from the Torah, but it means all the mitzvahs. Okay, it's all the mitzvahs. That's how the Rosh Paskin, the Mordechai in the Gilah, in the first day. Yeah, there's a whole list of availers there.
Well, what would the
Havah
mean that it all should be
part
from any mitzvah?
That's the question because he's Torah, he can't have Kavanah. Okay. Oh, we'll get that too. We'll get that.
Yeah,
just for first of all, it's giving. So the Mordechai in Megillah, the first parak of Megillah, source 9, is Tavshin Pei. Hey, right? So in the Shalach Manos, nearly the Mutter, and now even the Adra, but Chayv, who is Shalach Manos, and he refers to his Kamar. The Abel Chayv, the Chomitzis, Amor Spitar. Okay, so presumably Rabbi has to give Shalach Manos because he's Chayv in all the Mitzvahs, like anybody else.
The Ritva,
yeah, but it's a general statement. The Ritva actually talks about that a little bit. The Ritva is Kedushim, like Kotten Chobzan and Beis, Dimo Masu, Linyan Avelis, source 10. Discussed in general whether it is Avelis at all on Purim and on Hanukkah. These are mitzvahs, these are holidays of Rabbanon, right? It says, Lina Avelis, Dover Pashu, the Hanukkah Purim, ain't on Kirigal and Klal. The Olin, they don't break. Somebody dies a few days before Pesach, and the time is in the Shiva, so Pesach cancels the Shiva. So the Sukkah is, so the Shavuot, they cancel the Shiva. There's no more. I've only had 2 days, or 2 hours, or 2 minutes. Okay? There are no cases like that. But Purim doesn't break it. Okay? And explains, and what about Rosh Yom Kippur? Because at least they're in the Torah, even though they're not regalim, but they're in the Torah, same din. Okay, right, so the second line of the Ritva, right? Exactly. That's what he's talking about. The second second line of that paragraph 10, the Ritva, right? Tilchach Ovel Noig Avelus B'chanak Purim, Afil Dvam Shrehetia, Afil Yom Sheni, even after the rest of the Meshiva is only Darbonan. The law of Rinan Bahar, the Osiya, say Darbonan, the Rabbi, the Doch Avelus Darbonan, the Yachid. We came in the law of Imar Velo Yantar. And not only, so the Ritva says, you Ritva hold, I'm saying we pass that, we don't pass that. The Ritva hold that you have regular Avelis. Yeah, we don't pass like that. But what I'm mentioning now is, Rabbi Shechter, his father was Nifta, I think, on the 8th of Adar, and he was sitting Shiva Dat on Purim. He sat Shiva, he sat up to a father before, and he sat at the table. But the Ritva says, I know, that's not our issue now. We come to that at the end also. But look what he writes. So, Afal, God, what do you mean? The Purim, you made Mishra Vesimcha. Pasuk says in the days of Mishra Simcha with small Akhalasa Suda. Okay, so what about that? He says, no, because you can do it anyway. And what's relevant to us right now, the Yacha Likra Megillah, the law says Matanah Sevanum, Mishloach Moros Yisrael, Velasa Suda, you can do it. It's not a steer to the Avelis. You can sit Shiva and Chanukah and Purim and still perform the mitzvah. Okay, it's not, I don't want to go into that now. It's not our topic. Well, you see clearly that the Ritva writes Mishloach Manos. He's sending even a Shiva. Even keep Jacob. That's the point. Yeah. That's what he's saying. So you see from the Ritva, he agrees, again, it's a Chachma Yisrael, he agrees with the Mordechai and with the Raj, that an Ovel is indeed Chayav and Shalach Manos like anybody else. We should understand that that's not the universally accepted opinion in terms of Rishonim. Source 11, the Piskei Riaz, the Riaz is of Yeshaya, the Trani. I just quoted a lot by the Shulchan Gibbon. The Rishai Detrani, there were two of Rishai Detrani. So this was the Rabbeinu Yeshaya the Achron. That's what Riaz stands for, Rabbeinu Yeshaya Achron. Right? That's what this gives. This part of Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Okay? So Detrani. Italian. Anyway, so Piskei Riaz, right, in that Perek and Moed Katan, Perek Gimel, and Halach Avav, Osbeiv, V'chei Nir Be'enai, Sha'ovel Chayav Matanos of Yonim, Upatr Mishloach Manos. Okay, he holds that, again, it's not the view we just saw, the Rosh, the Mordechai, the Ritva, all assume that an Ovel is Chayav and Shalach Manos, even as Ritva, so much even Shiv itself. Okay, but the Riyah has another opinion we've shown him. He says that there's a Chi of Matanos Yonim, but not Shalach Manos. Then he says, V'achar Shiv is Shalach B'tzina, L'echa Mikrova, L'echa B'tzina. After Purim, after the Shiv is over, he can send privately and so on, but I'm not sure what that accomplishes. We can discuss that some other time. That's it. He doesn't give the reason. He says, we're going to try and see. But that's what he says. And it's kind of a middle, let's see, we'll relate to the next question. There's a middle, sort of a middle position, in the Sefer Chassidim. Udach Hossid. Simon Topshin Yud Gimel, 12. Misha Meis Ovid Bipurim, someone who comes with the other dies on Purim, Lashana Haba, Lo Yadich Mashach Manos. This is the following, he should say Mashach Manos. Uba also Purim, and that Purim itself, give to a poor person, and so on. Case one, two. Be meiso may some of the Purim, if the person died near Purim, like a couple weeks before Purim, in year tzel ishloach aniyim, if you're going to send to poor people, then yishlach mos obosar, but rak lo tafnukim shem asuim l'simcha. Not treats, you know, sweets, things that are associated with simcha. Hold over Simcha lo Yishlach or Yishlach lo. So the Sefer Chassidim seems to say that you send. He's told us Shalach Manos. It looks like, but he says right. So for both, it can count for both. But my point that I'm going out here is don't send things which are associated with Simcha. Right? So that, it seems that it makes a chilek between what you're sending.
And if that's why in 11, that could be the difference.
So maybe. Okay. Now,
the basar is not associated with.
You know, that's well, the question. Halacha basar is, you know. So, but I mean, tafnukim things that people, oh, it's a unique treat. You know, I think that's the meat. So that really, you know, as opposed to regular food, I suppose. That's hard to define. But that's what he says. The levush in the Tafrei Sarivav.
When you see it, you recognize,
right. Tafrei Sarivav Sidvav, he paskins like those other Rishonim, the Rosh, the Mordechai, the Rishonim, the Chayav Lishloch Monos, the Ova Chayav Lecholamitzes. Notice here, he doesn't say Cholamitzes Mosh Matorah. It says Cholamitzes. Well, Mishloch Monos, Nami Mitzvah. I don't say. That's the phrase. And Mishloch Monos, Nami Mitzvah. That's how he paskins. The Elder Rabbah, which is the common thing on the levush, you know, Zion there in some Tafrei Sarivav, he says, Vaisosov Koskim Shah Rosh, we saw the Rosh, saw the Mordechai. And he says, then he quotes the Sefer Hasidim. And he understands the Sefer Hasidim like the Riyadh, okay, that you're not really Chayiv and Shalach Monos, certainly not Chayiv, and you certainly shouldn't send things which are B'simchas. There is such a, you know, such a Shita that you are Chayiv, but not things B'simcha. And that's how the regular post can seem to learn also. Again, we're talking about what the Ovel sent now. Shulchan Aruch, Simitofrei, Sarivov, Sivov. Yesh Misha Omer, it's an interesting phrase, Yesh Misha Omer, Sha'ovel Chayav L'Soch Monos. We saw it's more than Yesh Misha Omer, that seems to be the majority of positions. So it's funny that he phrased it that way, but that's what he said.
A lot of the things you could give, I feel like,
and he's lying, Russian. Yeah, no, but the earlier sources did.
Right, but a lot of the, we were saying that. Like,
yeah, right, morning, you could do it. That's true, maybe that's why he said that. It could be. Maybe that's why. The Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot Yedayin 16, right, I feel a talk Shiva, even in the middle of Shiva. And the kosher and chayv matanos of yonim. Why does the kosher get after now? Yurches, you write chayv l'shoch manos. But the mishavur accepts that view. Achein kol dvar simcha lo yash l'shlach. Don't send something that's especially you know fancy that a person makes simcha. He quotes the zeh lashon sefer chassidim. And he quotes that sefer chassidim. Something gives you great simcha. Okay, Rakel Tafnuki quotes that statement. The Archer Shulchan also. It's in the Tafrei Sarivav Sivches. Yesh Misha Omer Sha'ovel Chayv L'Shoch Monos Klomar. Af Al Gav, he at least gives a reason why not. Af Al Gav, the Shluch Monos Hu Simcha. People enjoy giving, right? So you asked before why, the Riyaz and others would say. Because there is a certain Simcha associated with, you know, you're not giving, Matanos of Yonam are giving, Sokka, you know. Shluch Monos, he's my friend, he's richer than I am, he has more food, but I feel good. And Avel also b'simcha, Mikol Mokom says the Aruch HaShulchan, so, at the end of the day, Harehi mitzvah aseh d'rabbanan, v'lachenu chayav l'shoch, at the end of the day, true, it's simcha, but it's a mitzvah, so he can't say, chayav l'mitzvah, and I feel a tok shiva. And he also says, Mikol Mokom, yishav d'abar, shel simcha. Okay, so, yeah.
That means everything we said here is
Yes. Now look back for a second at the.
Most of the other dinim apply differently.
Yeah, and we'll try and talk about that too. Look back for a second at the end of the Sefer Chassidim in 12. He says the chol dvar simcha lo yishlach velo yishlach lo. Till now we've been talking about what the Ovel is required to give. The Ovel is required to give shalach manos. Again, he doesn't have to send 50 people. There's some who say he shouldn't have sent to one, say for a handful of people, you know, tone it down a little bit, but he's certainly obligated to give. What about giving to another? So the Maharil has a tshuva. The tshuva is Maharil, Simon Lamed Aleph 18. Oz Aleph, the Maharil says, Umasha Shol Achi Ingesh Limzog. They explain in the footnote that Limzog means not mixing like with wine, it means sending to somebody. Okay, I'm not sure. Schenken, maybe. I don't know. You're Schenken to send to me. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Limzoch Lorech, who's an Ovel, to an Ovel, Toch Yud Beis Chodesh. Is it okay to send something to an Ovel during Yud Beis Chodesh? And he quotes Maharaz, Zekel somebody, Kosov Alfasi, I didn't see it in the rift, it doesn't matter. Kosov Alfasi, the Shiluach Monos, Ein Lecha Shilas Shalom Godom Izeh. It's not right to send to an Ovel. I'm talking about the Ovel, to give himself. We're done with that. What are giving to an Ovel? He says it's not right because it's Shelo Shalom. In came Tifshot Minei the Osir, the Maid and the Higna, the Ain Shalom, Shalom Available, Shalom Available, Shalom Available. We have a bidding that we don't inquire after the welfare, I'll explain what that means in a second. But Shelo Shalom, greeting and warm, you know, warm greetings and so on is Osir to an Ovel.
Okay.
We'll see. So that may make a big difference. But we know there's a concept called Shelo Shalom that you don't give warm greetings to an Ovel. So the Ma'aril says, well, sending him a present, that's an expansion or an elaboration of, you know, warm greetings. So you don't do that. Even on Shabbos, you don't do it on Anan Purim either. So the Ma'aril seems to say over here, you don't send Shalach Manos to an Avil. The Leket Yosher, which is a collection of the Menhagim of the Trumas Hadesh, it's in Chilek Aleph Orchan, page Kufnun Zayin. Okay, the Shama going to Tabushin Dodo, I'm not sure who these Ashkenazi Rishonim are. She wrote to the Daktek Me'alpha, same thing, she custom is over Mikan Mashma, and again, I don't think we have it in our text of the rest. Anyway, it's Mikan Mashma, she also Lishloch Monos La'ovel, she ain't she Lishalom Goromizet. Okay? Shamina, she mutu Lishloch Monos La'ovel Lishloch Lamed Bepurim. Okay? But maybe that's only talking about during the year to send him presents. But maybe Purim is different. I'm not sure. It maybe doesn't agree with the Kula, even on Purim, not allowed. What exactly? Huh? Right, correct. Now, what is the show? But I, you're right. You don't have
to. So if he's not home, I put it in his jar, it's no big deal.
Yeah,
because I hand it to him.
Right. So there's a symbol. So let's see, what is this? What exactly is this Shaila Shalom exactly? What exactly is Shaila Shalom? Because according to these, we've shown him that you don't give from Shach Manas to Avil on Purim, if you hold that way, it's because it's an expansion, elaboration of Shaila Shalom. What exactly is Shaila Shalom? Yeah. Now, where does this come from? So many of the Dinim of Avelos are derived from the 24th Parak of Yechezkel, okay, the source 20, plus it says, Vav, Ahidra, Hashem, Elayi, Lemor, Tezayin, Ben Adam, that's how Kodesh Baruch Hu addressed Yechezkel, Hinami, Lokech, Vimchos, Machmar, Einecha, Magefai. Let him know that his wife's going to die. The apple of his eye, so to speak, Nebuchadnezzar is going to die. And he was told, for reasons we're not going to now, Velosisbod, don't eulogize, Velosivke, Velosavodimosecha, he's told you're not supposed to mourn. The Gemara learns a lot of things you're supposed to do when you're Chesca, how to be told not to do it, so we know you'll do it. And one, but on the other hand, it also says, in the Zion, that's the phrase, was, Heyanek, don't. Mesim Evelosaser. There's that passage quoted before by Tulin. When Alecha Tosim Raglecha, the low Satel Sofam, you know, wearing a hat or covering with Lecha Manashal Sofam. Anyway, all these things. What's Hanek Dom? So Rashi there in Yechezko Perchav Talapos Kizayin 21. Hey, Hanek, Hismak Mek Beshtika. Okay, Anak, Enka is crying out. Enka is also, you know, Anoka is groan, moan, you know. So Hanek Dom means be silent, by Idomara, right? Be silent from crying out. Be silent. Okay? Now, the doc writes also, don't cry out like other Avelim. Don't cry out, and so on. So, from there we learn that ordinarily it's proper to cry when a person dies. Be conscious and talk on a basin. Here's what he writes, so get to us, the doc there. Belong to me, dom, she'ovel also b'shil shom, with the Torah, two things. Avel doesn't learn, Avel doesn't greet, and so on. These are the things, so these two things he was supposed to do. And we learn from what he did, most of the things Chesed was told not to do. Here we learn what you're supposed to do. Anyway, the Metzudas David also, in 23, Hanek Dom, we're told, Shtok bin ha'anocha v'lo tanach, don't groan, don't sigh, Mesim evel hu hifuch avo Mesim. Don't do it in Hagim and Velas after someone dies. So based on this, the Gemara in Moed Katan, told you before, the third paragraph of Katan, is a lot of Dinah Velas, Tess Ravim and Aleph, 24, Avel Asr B'Shil Shom. Komar L'Rachmon Echezko Hein Egdom. Right, Rashi there says in 25, Komar, Yehomar L'Rachmon Echezko Hein Egdom. Komar, B'Dover Zeh Tinog Avelo, Shet Tidom, V'Lo Tisha Al Shalom. Don't grieve. And Tosus there points out, and Lord Kotten tells Ravon Al, Dim Asr Asr B'Shil Shom, Dimash Mashtika B'Shil Shom, Talmud Torah. Both things are learned, Shtika B'Shil Shom and Talmud Torah. Okay, and even though there Yechezkel did do the Avelos, the rest of the things he didn't do, these two things he had to do, and we learned that from him. That's what Tosus points out. Now, the parameters of that Isser, because that seems to be talking about the Avel greeting others. So that's elaborated upon. I quoted the whole Amud. We look in 27, Chaf Aleph Mudbeis in Moed Katan, Tanur Rabbanan, depends when and what. Avel Shlosh Yomim Rishonim, Asa B'Shil Shalom. Mishlosh Shavad Shiva, Meshiv Eino Shoal. The first 3 days of Avelos, he's not allowed to greet others.
From
days 3 to 7.
And you're supposed to let the Avel speak.
Yeah, but that's not greeting. No, not greeting. We'll see what Shoal Shoal
means.
Yeah, it's not talking. It's okay. Meshiv Eino Shoal. He can respond if someone greets him. Eino Shoal doesn't initiate. The Kanva'el of Sholom Eishu Gedarko. But after Shiva's, we do every one. That's what that part of the Gemara says. But later on the page, Amar B'idi Bar Oven, who Sholom B'Shom Acherim, later on, after the Shiva, he may greet others, but still, why? Because Shacherim Shurim B'Shalom. I'm allowed to ask after welfare of somebody else because they're not an Avelis. So even though I'm an Avelis, because after the Shiva, I'm allowed to ask how you are. Things okay, right? Because nothing more, you're not in any strange situation. He says, Shacherim Shurim B'Shalom. But Acherim Shain Shalom B'Shalom. But even after the Shiva, others shouldn't greet the Avel. And ask for his, ask after his welfare. Shahu Eino Shara B'Shalom. Okay.
What does the word shame mean?
We'll get a second.
Right.
Well.
Not asking.
Okay.
And I just want to ask.
Oh, let's see. So, one second. Urminu, the Mar Tzitzir, Hamotis Chaver Avel B'Toch Shem Also Shem Esachodesh Medavim Tanchuma Eino Shol B'Shomo V'Achar Shem Esachodesh Shol B'Shomo Eino Medavim Tanchuma Lokasha Haba Avima Haba Shar Krov. Right. There's a difference. Only the Shar Krov is only 30 days. Avim is all year. Fine. Okay. So. And Rashi again on Chavam is explained in 28. The idea is that Acherim, other people, are Shruyim B'Shalom. You can ask after the Shalom. You can inquire. We'll see what it means in the second Mamish. Okay, but others shouldn't greet him. And they ask Akasha, I would say, you know, you can greet. So it makes a difference whether it's in 12 months or 30 days. What does that mean that the Avel is not Shruyim B'Shalom? Right, we just said that the Avel can ask B'Shalom to others, but not. Them, not them.
Because
I'm going to make him feel more upset. So look what Yerushalmi says. It's a frightening bit. But it says in Parag Gimel Alok Zion, in Shekol Osa Hashana, Hadin Masuach Kinega Mishpacha. It's sort of like that year, God forbid, if they'll die, so the family is sort of like being scrutinized, so to speak. Right? Because Baruch Hu exercised the Midas Hadin by taking away never this relative. So the family is worried for a year. Dama B'Yochanan, Kol Shiva HaCherev Shlufo. In the Shiva, it's mamish. You know, the sword is out there. Ad shlishi yofefe. It floats up and down. Achas shemis hachodesh yichol zeres l'tara l'mod davadom l'kipa shalavonim kevish nitzvara achas ben nitzvara kula. It's a pile of stones. You take a stone out from the middle, they all shake. Right? So that's the same thing over here. So the Avel is not in a frame of mind of shalom. So you're going to go and ask him, you're not for shalom. Right? For the whole year, he's not for shalom. So therefore, we don't do it. If we look in the halachas, the Rambam writes in the Chazavah Perikei, halacha Aleph, he says, Elu Dvarim She'Avel Asur Behem. Right, he has a list over here in the fifth paragraph of Hilchos Avel. What if Avel is not allowed to do? Some of these didn't apply on during Shiva. Some apply beyond Shiva. Again, it's not an issue. Now, but he gives an example, right? The first day is with the rice, and the rest of the time. So, Asur L'Saper, he can't take a haircut or a chabe, so to wash the clothing, or L'Chilirchot to bathe his body, L'Asur L'Saper, to put on the oils and creams and so on, L'Shamash Mitoso, to have a relation with his wife, Lino for sandal, to wear leather footwear, you know, all these things, right? Lassus Malacha, Likos Divri Torah, Liskos Amita, Leforos Rosho. I may not apply so much today, Leforos Rosho, when they wore their hoods, so to speak. That's why in Rosh Hashulchan, I followed that. There's an Avos Shoei hat the whole time. You know, we say, Shiva, based on, you know, Leforos Rosho. Anyway, Lishol Shal, last one is Lishol Shalom, Achol Achadah Sadevar, all the 11 things. Last is Shal Shalom, which laid out was an Alacha Aleph of Perikain, Alacha Chav. He says, he elaborates, and he quotes this Gemara, right? Tell people another, they can't answer. And again, okay? And then he adds, and if we also in Shel Shalom, certainly, also the harbus dvarim, the schok, right? Inappropriate goofing around. You know, if you're not even allowed to ask an Avel how he's doing, certainly shouldn't have lengthy, you know, joking time and so on. So, lischok, the loyachos, tinek, we other different things. You shouldn't have a baby, at least during Shiva, hold the baby. I don't want to hold the bench on the lap the whole time. The Avel himself, he can greet others, but others can't greet him.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the key point. Yeah, with him, it's right. Okay.
Sounds like
so now, and he says, "Well, you can't come to Simcha because on Batei Mishtos, those kind of parties." Okay, all these things we know. And that same thing with Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Pei Sif Aleph 32. He lists off Eilu Dvarim She'Avel Asur Behem. He lists the whole list. You don't have to read it again. Okay, and he mentions one of them is Shil Shalom. Okay, also Shil Shalom in the first line, and again in 33 in Simen Shin Pei Hey in Sif Aleph. He elaborates and again comes to the same conclusions that we mentioned, more or less quoted the Rambam. Okay. He says you're not supposed to have conversations, but of course, if people are coming to visit him or to speak with him, that's the Shiva. also the Chod Rabin, Moshe Rabin, born Lanachmo, he's allowed to say, you know, have a good day, L'chul Beisechem L'Shalom, and so on, because that's covered Rabin, and so on. Now look at the end, very important, 33, so Shin Pei Hei, Sifalot, the last couple of lines. After he quotes, the Mechaber quotes, the Rama, the Rama, the Ramah, add some things we just mentioned, okay, but look what he says at the end, the Ramah. V'yesh Mekilin Ha'idna, V'shila Shalom Avel Achalamin. Some are makil about Shiloh Shalom after Shloshim. Now he says, ain't Tom Lam. I don't see a good reason for that, unless, and here is your point, Imlo Shiachalku Loma Shazema Shanu Nogim Lo Mikri Shiloh Shalom should be mayhem. He has a Sura that what they call Shiloh Shalom is not what we saying hello, how are you? It's a perfunctory greeting. It's a perfunctory kind of a greeting. Okay? So therefore, that may not even fall under Shela Shalom. So Rambam says that's why some people are makel. Okay.
I was making
now,
distinctions.
Yeah.
Between.
We'll see.
If I give you a greeting.
Yeah.
I'm doing something because I shouldn't do that kind of thing. If I ask you how you're feeling. That's
okay,
it's
that difficult. We'll see. That. I mean, that's such a point. He says.
So what Shela?
I got you. Yeah. The Shach and Sukkot Beizin and Shempei Hey says. He doesn't like it either because it's not really Shela Shalom. Bemes ain't the Tanachim. You can't talk Lamed Nami. Then it should, why does the 30-day make a difference? Right? So anyway, what exactly is Shela Shalom? So we know another time Shela Shalom is also, and that's on Tisha B'Av. Right? That's not just for all, it's everybody. You don't greet on Tisha B'Av.
So,
The Leket Yosha writes on page Kuf Yud, again, the Leket Yosha is Hagam of the Shun Tadeshin. Masha Omer Echad Lechaver Beleil Tisha B'Av Gutanach. Ain zeh shel shalom. You say goodnight, that's not called shel shalom. Okay, that's the lashon. Mashom echal chaver b'leil tishabov. Gutenach ain zeh shel shalom. Avo mikol mokum hu la'omer. My rabbi still didn't do that, right? And then he quotes somebody else who says shesham agon shehecha she'asul shel shalom is haynu dafke b'lashon shalom aleichem. Where you use the word shalom in the greeting, shalom aleichem. Okay. Avo Tov Shabbos, good Shabbos, Tov Yontov, good Yontov, Eino Bechlal Shela Shalom. That's an important Leket Yosher. The Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Tisha B'Av in our Chaim Sin Tov Kuf Nun Dalat Tzidkov, right? Ein Shela Shalom Chaver V'Tisha B'Av, Ve'ed Yotah She'enim Yodim V'Nosim Shalom, Meshila V'Sof Arof V'Kovid Rosh. Some people don't know. They don't know the din. So you say, hello, how are you? You come to Shalom Tisha B'Av. I haven't seen everybody in a long while. So, you know, a big crowd on Tisha B'Av, and that's it. Happened at Beis Avol too. You have relatives that come and haven't seen each other in 18 years until the last Chatzah, you know. it's not really right, but okay. And then the Mogan of Ram, in that Simon Tovkuf Nun Dalat, he writes, Ein Shevel Shalom, he says, Yesh Omrim, Bezer Masha Anu Nosim Shalom, Mikra Shevel Shalom Shivimayim. On the other hand, he says, Torah Ian, because, you know, we do have a concept, even today, you know, talking to Dibors, when you say Shalom Aleichem or Rabbi, so maybe it is, he wonders about it. The Mishnah Bura lumps, disagrees on Leket Yosher, and says, Mem Aleph, by Tisha B'Av, when it says, Ein Shila Shalom, it's Tim Tavkuf Nundala, it's called Mem Aleph, Ein Shila Shalom, the Hu Adin Lomel at Safra Tava. He says, saying good morning is also awesome.
Yeah, I know.
That's also like, yes. Hu Adin Lomel Doron Lachaber, but Tisha B'Av, sir. Don't give somebody a present at Tisha B'Av. He puts it together with Shela Shalom. Now, in terms of Shela Shalom, the Shalom, the Adnei Nezer, the Rebbe has an interesting comment in Chelek Aradeus, in Tof Ayin Dalad, Os Aleph. He says, some wanted a distinction, which is what you were talking about, Lechalek Ben Shela Shalom, Lebirka Shalom. You're it. Shela Shalom, Shasul Nishaino Shar B'Shalom. Hanodavka L'Sholo Imhu B'Shalom. So that's what one wanted to say. The Abinez himself doesn't agree. Did he end up here, Shela Shalom, Chosha Chosha? Raksha, what is Shela Shalom? He says. Abinez was very creative. Raksha Shalom, Hashem Yisborach, Shechaver B'Shalom. Shela Shalom.
Shalom Alecha, Rabbi Mari, was the classic one.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Is the Shalom Alecha.
Right, what he's saying is, that's what it really is you're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to that this is Shalom, yeah. That you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, exactly. So he says, so therefore, don't get excited about the word She'elah Shalom. You're asking him how. No, you're telling him. You're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
What do they call it?
No, that's what's not a right.
first mission.
That's why he doesn't distinguish between Shaila Shalom and a Birka Shalom.
First
yeah.
mission in time. Shaila Shalom is Bakosh.
Right. Shaila Geshem, yeah. Shaila Shalom, yeah. So, anyway, he brings it right. The genius. He's taking out these cops all the time. So, anyway, he quotes because there's a mission brachas, exactly. The mission brachas nun dalad. I printed it for you. Megillus Rus in Parag Bez, Pasad Dalad, 40. That was the greeting. It was a bracha. And from there, the mission brachas, Nun Dalamal 41, says, the Hiskinu, the middle of the long mission, Hiskinu She Adam Shoel Eslom Chaber B'Shem. You should offer greetings, but it's really a tefillah, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, using the Shem Hashem, Shenemar, B'nei Boaz B'Bobis Lechem, Arkot Shem Hashem, Arlai Rech Hashem. So getting back to you, Avnei Mezer, he said, a greeting, just like good night, hello. Okay, that's not a problem. It's Shaila Shalom when you're basically asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bless the person. Why?
Because
he's not Shari B'Shalom now. That's the key.
The Shaila in the term of Shaila Shalom is referring to
a not initiating a greeting.
But when you say good night, have a good night.
Yes, you can make. And by the way, the word goodbye, I think originally God be with you, right? So you could make the extension, which is what explains those other things, the Mishabur, Flair Yates says, saying good morning. So it's a tough line to draw. Okay,
but
that's exactly
the point.
Should be with you. More, you know, simpler to say.
So here's what I want to say, Rabotai. No, so I'm glad you said this. To me, if I'm understanding this correctly, in this case, if we put all this together, Shaila Shalom has nothing to do with Avelus per se or Simcha. Not the issue. The issue is that he's not, like the Gemara said, he's not Shari B'Shalom. It's an inappropriate thing to talk. Oh, God, thank you very much. You know,
maybe even more than you think.
Not me, but it rubs it in.
How are you?
Okay, that's all right.
In both cases, not appropriate.
But again, Shari B'Shalom, that's not my loss. That's the language of the Gemara, right? If you look back where was it again?
That was the problem that Avi Nathan was dealing with.
Right.
How can you?
That's the Gemara called Chafal. All I'm saying, I'm trying to say, it's not a din in simcha, in sadness. It's a din of his state of mind. He's not B'Shalom. Like that, right. That Yerushalmi said the whole year, so to speak, that Yerushalmi said, my God, the whole year, he's not B'Shalom.
Right.
I agree with you. Okay.
Doesn't explain from him to others.
No, from him to others, okay. Why not? You're not. You're B'Shalom.
That's
right. That's
right.
You. That's
the
point.
But didn't we have cases here where the Avil should not give Shalom?
No. So that might be different in the beginning of the Shiva because
right,
it was mine. But
two different things.
Yes. So, but I'm talking about the recipient. Now, this being the case, if this is all correct, that Shaila Shalom for an Avil is not a din per se in Simcha. It's a din, he's not Shari B'Shalom, he's not Shaya, he's out of the Parsha. He's out of the Parsha. Oh, well, that's his penalty. It's out of the Parsha. He's out of the Parsha. That's what I'm trying. It's not Shari B'Shalom now. That's, sometimes people mean well, But sometimes it was a Halem. I mean, my wife told me, I remember she was in Shiva with all the siblings. So, at the end of this, on the whole day, you look giddy, So like you're talking about things, and sometimes you come up with foolish things that people said. They mean well. Someone made a video. They've seen a whole video. You saw that video? There's one about Bikur Cholim, one about Purim. Very, very clever stuff. It's just silly things that people say in a base novel. They don't mean anything by it, Sometimes
it was something printed. I don't know if they meant it or not.
No, that was a serious thing.
I
saw it. 10 things.
No, we want to apologize that we said Mazel Tov to somebody for finally getting engaged.
Right. Let's say certain things are not printed, but sometimes people say, "Oh, it's Takia Brachas." The person didn't feel pain; he died. So, you're right. It was a Brachas. That's all the other wants to hear just then. If the Brachas, the other doesn't feel right now, there's a Brachas. It's true. Look at the global thing. I mean, Baruch Hashem, in my own case, my father Hashem didn't suffer. But right now, I don't feel it as a big bracha. They mean well. People don't mean well. But anyway, so that's the idea. So this is the case. Now let's come back to Shalom. So you look at the Shulchan Aruch Nichus Purim. Aruch Haim is going to talk very sadly about the Ramo, right? Avo ein shulchan la'avo. What's that, Mario? Right? The avil ain shochin la'avil kol yud beis chodesh. Okay, you don't send an avil shalach manas. Okay, And the Mishabur explains, okay, and the Ramah refers to Simon Shin Pei and Yerodei, but that's all he says in the Hospurim. So in the Mishabur there, it's gotten you test, 44, right? Remember we said the Avil himself is chayav in Shalach Moreh to give to others, and he just curtail, now give something which is such a big simcha. Okay, but to an Avil, you don't give even the Rosh Enosh Simcha. Then he discusses what if the Avil is a poor person, needs the food, that's a different story, okay, a different issue. Okay, and he it's like Shel Shalom giving somebody something in extension of Shel Shalom. So just like Shel Shalom is not appropriate because not for Shalom, so giving them a present, even Shalach Moreh, is also not appropriate. So
determined that
Shel Shalom, because the assumption here is that the giving someone is just an expanded version. Everything should be good with you, everything happy, you know, that's how simple. But also,
it's like a bracha.
In a certain sense, right. Now, but, the Sukkot Chafal is very important, Mishu writes, what does Ramon mean to refer to Simon Shin Pei Hei? So the Mishabur writes, Kavanos Olahoros, the Mimakom Shinogu Lahake Lishlol Bishlom, Musso Shachmanos Gamkem Sugil Beis Chodesh, Avaloshchum in the Simcha. Remember, the Ramon quoted, there were some who were Makel. He didn't like it, but there were some who were Makel after 30 days. So yes, Mishol Shalom and Avon. I'm more myself. You have to look back. It's important to see it. Okay, where is it now? The Shimba 33. Look back at 33. The very end of 33. There are more roads. That's in Hilchos Avos. In Hilchos Avos and Shulchan Aruch. Shimba is the Balak. The Yesh Mekilin are in the Bishul of Achalami. There are some who make it. Ramon doesn't like it. Okay, but he says there are some who are making about it. And the Mishabura here, back in 44, in Sukkot Chol, said, well, if you're Mekel on Shel Shalom, then you can make it give Shalach Moreh too. So we do have at least a quote, according to those.
Whoever you quote
it. Right, whoever it is. Yoruch HaShulchan, right, in Tafrei Tzadivav, Shichas 45. Okay, and we'll move to the Avala. Avala, Yishchol Moros, Koy Mevelos, Vayinu Kol, Amad Yom, etc. Because after all, you can give it to somebody else. Then they discuss, what if somebody else in town? Not our issue, that's not that common. The Taz, in Sukkot and Gimel, in Tafrei Tzadivav, right, what is he referring to when he says Shin Pei? The Kivin Shekosav Shamar Amor, the Minag Gainu Lahakev Shul Shalom. Those who are Mekel Shul Shalom can make a Mutal Shul Shalom also. Avol Ein Nibri, but the Taz says. Okay, Avol Ein Nibri Lismachazay Mos Shavol Ani. The Taz is hesitant to allow. The Prima Gadam explains that people do give Shalom to Navo after the Beis Chodesh based on that Ramah, and he doesn't love the practice, but nevertheless. Maybe he says Shalach Moreh to be allowed, although since Ramon rejected, so maybe we shouldn't have it. The Magen Avraham, though, learns differently. The Magen Avraham, again, it's in the Tafrei Tzadivav in the Hilchos Purim. And see, Cotton Bay says, no, that's not what the Ramon was referring to. Ramon was referring to something else. What he said, you know, the reference is not to the fact that he said some people are Mako. He's saying, Nir Elisha, Kavarasa Lahoris, the Makum Sheinog and Avelis Bepurim, Dino Keshabbat. He's referring to a different din. Okay, he's referring to a different din. Look in, we didn't see this yet, but skip down, go to 50 for a second. Because all the Ramah wrote was look in Simon Shin Pei Hei. So the Taz in the Mishnah Berurah says, what is he referring to? He's referring to that statement in Simon Shin Pei Hei in Tif Aleph, 33, back in 33, that said some people are making after Shloshim. But then you can make a Shalach Moreh too, maybe. But the way the Magen Avraham learned, and that's what the Prima Gadam elaborates, okay, that he was referring to something else when he said, Tzi Sim Shin Pei Hei. He was referring to Siv Gimel, 50. Makom Shinogo Leo Sholem Shalom Velem B'Shabbat Sholem. Some people say that even if you're not Mekel the whole year after 30 days, but on Shabbat people are Mekel. Because on Shabbat, you know, Shabbat is Nimanov. It's a different thing. Exactly just said. That's what Chaber says. In Simchim Pesim Kimon, there are more rights. Now look, he writes. The also Lusach Manos LaAvel Al Avi Mekolu Veschodesh Ba'Filu B'Shabbes. He's not talking Shalach Manos. Somebody just giving to a present. B'Makom Shenagol Shalish B'Shom B'Shabbes. Avu B'Makom Shenagol Shalishom B'Shabbes Kamten Shori. So Mamela, if you hold that Purim is also an Avelus Kafarisya, and it's like Shabbos. And you're among those who will make the show Shalom on Shabbos. You can give us all the Shalom on us. This idea of Shabbos, I'm not going to read now because the hour is late, but Shalom
is like Shalom, and Purim is like Shabbos.
Right. So, but again, the point is that the Ramah in Hilchos Purim refers to Siman Shin Pei Hei, but doesn't say it was referring to. So some Achronim say he's referring to those who are Mekel in general on Shilchos Purim past 30 days. And the Magen Avraham says he's referring to when he talks about Shabbos, and then you have to make the jump that Purim is like Shabbos. Correct.
Take
a look for a second in Hilchos Purim. The Magen Avraham writes, okay, in 43. Aval ein shochan l'avav koyud beis chodesh, u'kamoshi yizbar b'yaradeya simen shim pei hei. But what's he referring to? Ayin shom. Which one? So the Mishnah Berurah and the Taz say he's referring to what I had back in 33. Shim pei hei aleph v'mekel after shloshim. So that'll be an exception. So you wouldn't be able to give shalach on it. So Magen Avraham learns he's referring to what he said in shim. Doesn't say which sin. So Magen Avraham says he's referring to what it said in shim pei hei gimel, which is about Shabbos. And there's Yerushalmi in Brachas Parbeis Halacha Zayin, where it spells out that Ravoshi and other people went to somebody that was on Shabbos, where they do were Shol B'Shalom. Again, look at 51 at the time, that did. Okay, so the, and the Elia Rabbah in Tivkot Meches kind of spells out the you know, different ways to learn what the Mataz learned differently than Magen Avraham. The Rosh Hashanah on Earth also learned it differently than Magen Avraham. Okay, so in bottom line is that there are, what is it referring to when he says Siman Shin Pei Hei? Okay.
Who's the one
that said
he's referring to
Sitkina? That's the one I'm from. Okay. Okay, and the Yarabba explains it, and then the Taz holds that way. Okay. They hold the Torah something else, and the Rosh Hashanah agrees by the way. Torah Shabbos. The Rosh Hashanah agrees with that. Look at 54. Sif test. It's in the top rate study. Love it. It's Purim. You are Chaim Nira. The other of it. One of the Apple people in Shabbos is Lord Yeshahater. They call welcome Purim Lo Domi Lo Shabbos. He says even if you want to say Torah Shabbos. He can agree with that, but he disagrees with the Rebbe you call the second job. That Purim is like Shabbos. Is that true? There are many people hold up. He says, no, I got Purim. So you can't make the jump. I just like to suggest the following to wrap up, and it'll give us some insight into Shalach Monos, even not for
the ones who hold it, knowing I'm Purim, even the best.
Yeah.
Because everybody agrees, the version is in or not.
Yes, the question of rest, right. Anyway, so now. Just to finish off, let's try and understand what exactly that. What should be the problem with sending to an avos? So, Mavi, here's your point. The Levush writes in Tumperi Tzadik Vav Tzivav 55, Av Avolo Ein Shulchan Kosher Shabbos Shel Av Vimo Sheyeshlo Simcha Bo. Then in Simcha, the Vir Hagra in Tumperi Tzadik Vav Tzivav writes Avol Ein Bedin Etzibin Shalosh Shalom. I want to suggest the following: what is the din of Shalach Manos all about anyway? What's behind it? It's a pasuk. What's behind Shalach Manos? This is a famous machlokas, or it's presented as a machlokas. All the Achronim has nafkamin is a lumdish sugi. I don't think that they're so far apart, really, but the Torah is Hadeshin. Okay? One second. Take a look. One second. 57. The Torah Hadeshin from Kuf Yud Aleph was asked the following. You asked before about food. Okay, but I was talking about something right now, but look at Torah Hadeshin. Shalom. B'nei Adam HaShokhan HaVerim B'Purim Chalukim Uzdinim. Not food. Right. I gave the guy a new shirt, a new curtain or something like that, something else, right, for his house. Yotzin HaShokhan HaVerim B'Purim. Instead of giving him food, I gave him a nice, I gave him a painting, I gave him a new pair of pants, I don't know, right? I'm in the suit business, so I gave him a new suit or something like that, I'm a new suit, right? You know, it's actually very nice, yeah, it's better than a bag of popcorn, right? Anyway, But that's what the Shulchan Aruch was asked. And he writes, Yeroa de'en yotzim rehem. It's a nice present, but you're not yotzim Shalach Manos. Why? So he says, because Tam Shalach Manos, who k'dei she'eh l'cho echa dive, is tipek l'kayim ha'suda k'dina. Shalach Manos that didn't sue this Purim. Okay, now. Well, now we'll see. Kimashma, he quotes the Gemara, they switched sudas and so on, they did in the suda, and he also is medaktik in the Rambam. Remember, look way back in source 4. Where did the Rambam put Shalach Manos? In the same paragraph as the Suda. It's an extension of the Suda. So therefore, it's got to be food. That's what Shimon Tadeshin says. And therefore, giving a new Suda to somebody is not going to help. Now, there is a Sefer. I don't have it on the computer, so I don't have it on the sheets. But the other Achronim quoted there. Rav Shlomo Halevi Al-Kavitz, who's best known as the composer of L'cha Dodi. Okay, that's the acrostic. Shlomo Halevi. Rav Shlomo Halevi Al-Kavitz. There was one of the Mekubalim in Tzad, you know, the whole story of him at Shavuos night, the thing up all night, that all the... But anyway, there's a big Talmud Chacham besides. He wrote a commentary on Megillas Esther called Manos Halevi. Manos Halevi. I have it at home. It's a commentary on Megillas Esther. And he gave it out on Purim to people. He gave out his work on Purim. So he wanted to argue that the essence of Shalach Manos is not the Suda, it's Laharbos Shalom Gureyas. to show friendship, in which case it's lav dafka food, something which demonstrates friendship. So if some sofer has a tshuva, in some kuf tzarivov, in Or HaChaim, he says, I see in the commentaries two different dinim of Shalach Monas. Okay? V'tshumas hadesh and kosov shtei rev harvochel abalei smachos. Okay? Make sure you have enough for the suda. His friend helps him out. Or, and he quotes a little bit later, third line, ach v'sefer monas alevi laharvos hasholom areyas. Okay? Why? Dafka, because what was Haman's taina? Yes, no, am echad, mifuzar, before the Jews don't get along, they're scattered, etc. So we want to show on Purim, no, we're not scattered, everybody gives everybody else, we're all one big happy family. So that's two different reasons. He has a nafkamina, okay, and Achronim, again, have fun with this, nafkamina, let's say the person refused to accept it, okay, like we said before. So, or let's say the person, wasn't home, he never got it, he got it after Purim, all kinds of nafkaminas. Okay, and the Ksav Sofer's son, one of his students in Kuf Mem Aleph or Chaim, okay, talked about sending to an Ovel. I wanted to suggest the following. Maybe this, and if, between you and me, I really believe that the Chumash Hadesh and the Monos are not so far apart. Everybody is mefalkal about it. It's more or less the same idea, but okay, you can argue. What I want to say is the following. If it's a din in the Suda, so Sof Kol Sof, the Ovel is Chaim in the Suda also.
Right.
Right? He's having to somebody else. He has to have sudas. No argument with that. So maybe you're giving me the help with my suda, so then you can give to the other. But if it didn't, Shalom Bereyas, like the Monos HaLevi says, and then it's part of it, you shouldn't give because the other is not for Shalom. I just want to suggest that that's a nafkamina.
Sure, that, nice
right? Okay.
So
that's the stuff so far. It says a little bit.
And
okay. Yeah, and I'll give a present. So that's what the Achronim has. So I just want to finish off. Okay, because this issue in terms of Simcha and Purim, so in Hilchos Avot Siman Tov Aleph, 5th Zion 60, right, it talks about that Purim does not break the Avelus. We paskim mikomokom ein Avelus noigbo lo biyod dalav lo b'tesvo. Ela dvarm shemitzin anoig. We paskim that there's no Avelus on Purim except for private things, okay, but b'chayev l'shloach monos, okay, but you have to send shalach monos. Okay?
But
the Shach says, I know that's the Shach. Oh, it's telling you again.
You shouldn't think that
Right. And Tuf Aleph, the Shach says, and Marshall disagrees and says, a different sheet is about whether we're knowing in Avelus. Okay? The Mechaber actually
positive. If you are knowing Avelus, there's nothing
to do. That's what we saw earlier. So Mamela, I don't know if it counts to the Shiva. Anyway, the point being that our minig in most places we're making, we're not knowing Avelus. So it seems to me that one could argue that if the fundamental idea of Shalach Monos and Shalom Reyes, it may not be appropriate to give double. The idea is that to answer the Suda, so then why shouldn't he give? He's chayav in the Suda as well. He's not knowing Avelus, so we pass him. Again, I presented the sheet, we don't have to go through it. I just want to end, and it's not a hint, okay? Don't take it as a hint, but the Tshuva is Divrei Malkiel, 64. Divrei Malkiel, and Malkiel Tannenbaum is the Litvish of Rosh Hashiva. Or Litvish of Posek, wasn't it?
We haven't when?
In Litvish, but in the 1800s. So Divrei Malkiel. I remember Rosh Weiss once said, among the Litvish, they're familiar much more with their Rosh Yeshiva than with their poskim. Uh-huh. They know about the Galatiano world, fakir. They know all the poskim, they don't know who the Rosh Yeshiva were. They hear the Divrei Malkiel, the Litvish poskim, it's Chuvah's Chelek Hei Simon Reish Lamed Zayim. Valdvar Rav Shehu Avel. Again, it's not a hint. But the rabbi's an uncle, okay? In Mutl Shach, one of the Kormi says, yes, okay, because you should give to the rabbi. Again, not a hint. But you should give Shalach Monos to the rabbi in any case, because that's considered part of his, it's not so much simcha, it's shilum chov. It's part of the, you give to the Rav, in those days it was part of his salary when the people gave him Shalach Monos. If Sternberg writes about it, the Chelek Aleph Siman Tov Reish Tari Beis, the last source in 65, Chuvas Hanhogas, in Mutl Shach Monos Purim L'Rav Shehu Avel. So he says, even near a poshet, he's a Rav, right? The Av She'ein Shoch is a Rav. The Ein Shoch and Mos Ol Purim, but Mashenog and Shomos Ol Rav before Mutter, Shein Zem Atana Medina's Reyes Yedidus, not just Reyes Yedidus, but it's part of his Parnasa. One could argue today that maybe it's not the case, I would get salaries, you can fact make about that, okay? But I would just add one thing to finish.
That would be an afternoon of food and afternoon.
I think so. Yeah. Anyway, but even assuming it's a food, some people say, even if you don't give Shalach Mos Ol Avel, generally, you can give to the Rav. So that's another time. Well, to give to the Rav. I would just add one other thing also. It seems to me, like I said before, this we paskin, like your previous source in the page, there's no availus for Heska on Purim. There's no public availus on Purim. But Mela, somebody always comes to the Rav and always is not going to come. If it's my friends, it could be, I had to go somewhere else. Right? Any Purim, you know, he had decided to have the suda by someone else. He didn't bring himself on his work. Comes to that, if first of all, he goes to the road. So then it's noticeable. That'll be by his wife. And that'll be another reason why people should give to the rock. You know, so anyway, these are some of the Yonam related to Avelos on Purim. Hopefully, you shouldn't experience Avelos. You always have be able to enjoy Purim. We shall have Avelos on Purim.